And we now want to turn to one of Florida's United States senators. He's Bill Nelson. He flew on the Space Shuttle Columbia back in 1986, and that was the last shuttle mission before the Challenger disaster. Senator, welcome.
Good evening.
Can you tell us how you heard the news today?
Well, I was in one of our major celebrations in Florida in the Tampa Bay region in the aftermath of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers winning the Gasparilla, where they have the Pirates take over the city. And so I was abruptly pulled out of that, and I raced to the Kennedy Space Center across the state.
Can you tell us what you found there?
Well, of course, NASA is functioning with its normal efficiency, but I can tell you that those people are hurting. They look at the whole NASA team as a family. Those flight controllers from Houston that did that press conference this afternoon, they were grieving, and yet they were trying to do their job. So what we found was a lot of emotion, but we also found a lot of determination to find out the problem, to fix it, and to get back to flying again.
Senator, I'd like you, if you can, to recall your flight on the shuttle in 1986. That moment when you began to re-enter the atmosphere. Can you just describe what it looks like, what it feels like to you inside the shuttle, and what went through your mind at that time?
Well, you know, it's a hostile environment because we were on the night side of the Earth after we had done the deorbit burn, and out the window, it was like daylight because of the shuttle having heated up to 3,000 degrees, red hot, and the glow was making the outside appear as if day. Sparks were flying over the overhead windows, and you know that those computers better be working perfectly because they've got to keep that orbiter at the right angle of attack as it comes down into the Earth's atmosphere. Otherwise, you're going to burn up.
The pilot is getting information from sensors and so forth, but there's a period where there's really nothing you can do but hope that everything works right, I guess.
That's correct. And at that point, the computers are controlling the flight systems, which still, as you're coming into the atmosphere, you're being controlled by what's called the reaction control system, which is a series of these little hypergolic jets that make thrust to keep the orbiter in the right attitude.
Senator, what does today's tragedy say about the state of the U.S. space program? Does this point to any larger problem?
Well, the last few years, the administration has been starving NASA of funds, and I've been one of the sharpest critics on Capitol Hill in doing the safety upgrades. But the safety upgrades, having been delayed on the space shuttle, I don't think had anything to do with today's accident. But I think as a result of this tragedy today, we will see them get serious on making the space shuttle as safe as it can possibly be. Today was, thank goodness, it wasn't likely to be any terrorist act. When we get together all the information, I think they're going to find that there was just a catastrophic failure of some sort, probably in that left wing where the sensors were suddenly going out. And then we'll have to find the problem and figure out what we're going to do to fix it.
Well, now we know there's a couple of investigations already underway here, an outside commission. NASA itself will try to determine what happened. In the few seconds we have left, Senator, can you just give me an idea of what kinds of questions that Congress is likely to be asking in the coming weeks and months?
And I've already sent word to Senator McCain, who is our chairman of the Commerce Committee that has jurisdiction on NASA, to please start an investigation. I think you'll see him do that as well. But the questions we'll be asking, besides the obvious of what happened, how do we fix it, is let's have an adequate budget that will do these safety upgrades let's do not overload NASA with a bunch of tasks that it has to rob Peter to pay Paul from having that machine fly as safely as possible.
Senator Nelson, thanks very much for calling us this evening.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Take care. Senator Bill Nelson of Florida.